Intense burn, Sizen sword. I'm going to be discussing scriptures around the intense heats that have been breaking out over the earth, specifically over the southwestern states of the United States, over England, and other parts that we're not even aware of. Let's begin with, thank you, Father. Lead and guide and instruct us. Establish your words in our mouth by your Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name. Let's look at Jeremiah 8:4-7. Moreover, you shall say to them, thus says the Lord, will they fall and not rise? Will one turn away and not return? Why then has this people slidden back? Jerusalem in a perpetual backsliding. They hold fast to deceit. They refuse to return. I listened and heard, but they do not speak aright. No man repented of his wickedness, saying, what have I done? Everyone turned to his own course. As the horse rushes into the battle, even the stork in the heavens knows her appointed times. And the turtle dove, the swift, and the swallow observe the time of their coming. But my people do not know the judgment of the Lord. All these climate changes and catastrophic events with earthquakes and volcanoes erupting, birds die-offs, heat striking the earth, erratic weather patterns, hurricanes, monster storms. The heat is so hot in Las Vegas, in Arizona, it's burning. The asphalt and plastic waste containers are melting. Items are melting on the streets, and people say, oh, it's global climate change. Oh, we have to fix it. Let's tax everybody and come under the Luciferian United Nations. Why? For what reason? And this is the the people don't realize this is a judgment from God. Oh, Revelation 16:8-9. Then the fourth angel poured out his bowl on the sun, and power was given to him to scorch men with fire. And men were scorched with great heat, and they blasphemed the name of God who has power over these plagues, and they did not repent and give him the glory. It's very clear. God has authority over these plagues. God permitted this. He allowed the angel to pour out the bowl, and the people are being scorched. The earth is being scorched, and people are turning against God. How could they possibly do this? They're not acknowledging that it's God that's doing it. It's their, global climate change, and we have to control this because man's in control. Man is God. That's humanism. It's humanism. Or, even worse, more what's behind humanism is what's articulated in Revelation 9:20-21. But the rest of mankind who were not killed by these plagues and did not repent of the works of their hands, that they should not worship demons and idols of gold, silver, brass, stone, and wood, which can neither see nor hear nor walk, and they did not repent of their murders or their sorceries or their sexual immorality or their thefts. You mean they were Buddhists? You mean they were Hindus? You mean they were following Islam and Muhammad? You mean they were LGBT? You mean they were Taoists? Oh, do you mean they were witches and witchcraft and Harry Potter? Do you mean they were trafficking children and pedophiles? And they were stealing from the righteous, but through lies and extortions and swindlers? And they didn't repent. They did not repent. And the separating is beginning to happen. The mystery of iniquity, the full maturing of evil is taking place. Oh, and they lie all the time. Those who love and make a lie will not enter into the kingdom of heaven because they are liars. They are liars. They don't walk in the truth. They do not love the truth. They do not love the truth, and God's trying to bring them to repentance. Isaiah 45:5. I am the Lord, and there is no other. There is no God besides me. I will gird you, though you have not known me, that they may know from the rising of the sun to its setting that there is none beside me. I am the Lord, and there is no other. I form the light and create darkness. I make peace and create calamity. I, the Lord, do all these things. Not global climate change. The Lord does these things. He even creates the calamity. And these people, they don't recognize the judgment. Now we have the dike parade in San Francisco. Look, I'm not in, you know. I've been living in the San Francisco Bay Area for many, many years. I went down to the San Francisco Vineyard taking my young children in the 90s, and they were subject. I had to have them hide their eyes from the gay parade when we drove in to go to church because there were naked men on the streets and they were defecating and every other kind of perversion. And we're what? 30 years after this? 20 years. Later, and now they got dike parades, and I saw the fires. This was yesterday. Today is Sunday, June 25th, 2017. I saw, as the sun set last night at Shabbat, I saw the trees turn like they were on fire, like they were in the really, really extreme fires last year. And the wind began to blow. It was so eerie up here in the mountains. And if you go up a little bit, hike up on the hill, you could see down into the San Joaquin Valley and the coastal mountains of the Bay Area. And oh my gosh, and then the clouds became on fire, and it was like the fires last year. And this hot wind came through, and whoo, it just gave me the heebie-jeebies. It really did. And I trembled. Isaiah 54:16. Behold, I have created the blacksmith who blows the coals on the fire, who brings forth an instrument for his work. And I have created the spoiler to destroy. And man's sin opens the door because he participates with the demonic realm. Nevertheless, even though they think they're doing, they think that they're doing and having their own way, God has the last word, and they'll do what he wants. Mankind will come into the purposes of God because he's Lord over them. He is their creator. And in their seared conscience and reprobate minds, they're still, even as the tools of darkness and the demonic, and they're going to go, if they don't repent, to hell, where God created for the demons, and there's hopelessness there. The thing about hell, it's not just eternal torment and fire, but it's hopelessness. It's these fires, and their fires are going to burn here because of the lust of men burning one for another. Just as I spoke on the streets of Hawaii in 2007, when Obama was being selected for president in August, the opening of a prayer house there, the ends of the earth back to Jerusalem. We came off the beach and the gay parade went by, and the Spirit of God fell on me and said, lift up your voice like a trumpet and declare the transgressions at the gates of this nation. And I preached, the power of God was all over me. And I started, I've never done this since or before. This is a one-time thing. And there were fires burning all over California because Jerry Brown took the bill from the people of California that said we don't want gay marriage and overturned it, okay, through a constitutional, through the federal government. And Obama who is gay, and his transgender wife, Michelle. And I'm at the gates of the nation. They came from Hawaii, and the gay parade's going by, and I'm saying, the fires in California are burning because you are burning, lusting, one with another, man with man and woman with woman. And turn and repent and receive the love of God. Okay. Did they? Well, some people made obscene gestures at me, and others came under conviction, and others just pretend that, well, you know, I wasn't there. I wasn't there. I didn't exist. And this opens the door to what? And what will this cause? Destruction and desolation. These are the works of the destroyer. He's come to destroy and bring desolation. He will make a strong covenant, Daniel 9:27, with leaders for 1 week of years. For half of the week he will put a stop to the sacrifice and the grain offering. On the wings of detestable things, the desolator will come and continue until the already decreed destruction is poured out on the desolator. What is the decreed destruction? It's the judgment that's set on the wings of detestable things. In the wings of the temple at this time was where the priesthood sat. They lived, who did the temple service. And they were secretly worshiping Tammuz and other idols. And they brought, these are the wings, these are the leadership. In what it purports to be, quote, those who worship the one and only God, the creator of all the earth, of the fourth of the commandments, who gave those in the first four, said, this is how you shall have no other gods before me, in his own temple. And this is rampant in the apostate condition of the church at this time. The desolator comes to the leadership. Those who call themselves the servants of God, but they are not. They do not serve God. They serve other gods that they made with their own hands. And making with their own hands is humanism. And gods of gold. They worship gold, they worship silver, they worship materialism, they worship stuff instead of the creator, because they are greedy. And the lust of the eye, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life, which is where the iniquity comes in, is the iniquity that was found in Satan when he was the exalted cherub. It is pride. Pride goes before destruction. Haughty spirit.